Hi and welcome to the Weird Wild Audio World of Paleo Cinemas podcast special number 2. My name is Terry Frost and again I'm slipping in an extra podcast of groovy music just because I can. Here's Sal with the contact details, and when we get back I'll get stuck into the weird and wonderful world of movie related music.
Paleo Cinema is a 3-weekly podcast that looks at film noir, horror, cult movies, classic films, science fiction and other genre works from 1895 to 1980. The email address is cultguru@gmail.com, K-U-L-T-G-U-R-U @gmail.com. So please send comments, feedback and MP3 voicemails to that address. The blog for the podcast, which has lots of extra content relating to each episode, is paleo-cinema.blogspot.com.
Okay, so this is another one of those music podcasts like I did a few podcasts ago, and I thought I'd give it another go. I'm still doing the podcast next week, so that's still going ahead. Everything's gung-ho for that. Starting with the first track, movie buffs by their very nature like weird shit. I don't really know a really full-on movie buff that can't embrace an inner weirdness, an inner gonzo nature. Occasionally I look around for musical tracks that are totally off-the-wall, bugfuck crazy. And I found one. I'm not going to tell you what it is straight away. I'm going to back-announce this track. But listen to it, enjoy it, and I'll tell you about it after it's over.
Speak low when you speak love. Our summer day withers away too soon, too soon. Speak low when you speak love. Our moment is swift, like ships adrift. We're swept apart too soon. Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon, too soon. I feel wherever I go that tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here, and always too soon. Time is so old and love so brief. Love is pure gold and time a thief. We're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends. Too soon, too soon. I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me, speak love to me, and soon speak low, speak love. Speak low to me, speak love to me, and soon.
Yep, that was Lorne Greene, the guy who played Ben Cartwright in Bonanza and played the original Adama in the first Battlestar Galactica, trying to sing a song originally sung in the movies by Ava Gardner. It's really weird because I listened to that track a few times and he's not quite singing, he's not quite talking, and he's not quite doing the stuff that Rex Harrison did in My Fair Lady. It's a weird combination of singing, talking, and Rex Harrison. So you can blame Canada for that one, because like William Shatner, Celine Dion, and a bunch of other weird things, Lorne Greene was originally a Canadian. That was the first of the tracks that I found. And yeah, it's just crazy. There's a whole album of Lorne Greene songs. There's a couple of albums where he did an album of cowboy songs, and then he did this one where he's trying to do kind of loungy, croony songs. It's a weird and wonderful thing. So if you search around Blogspot share sites, I think you may find that one, and please enjoy it if you do. So moving on, Theodore Sturgeon, who was a famous nudist and science fiction writer, once said that 90% of everything is shit. Now, this aphorism became known as Sturgeon's Law, and it applies to everything from politicians to Chinese takeaway food. It's particularly applicable to disco music. There was a lot of really shitty disco music out there in the dim dark days in the 1970s. Every bugger with a pair of flares, puffy hair, a pair of platform shoes and three friends and a synthesizer was putting out a disco track. Max Bygraves put out one, Alvin and the Chipmunks put out an album. Sesame Street put out disco records, so finding decent disco tracks is difficult. But it's not impossible. No genre of music is 100% crap, with the possible exception of anything sung in a megachurch. So there are cool disco tracks out there. Esther Phillips' version of What a Difference a Day Makes was pretty cool. Odyssey's Native New Yorker was good. It was probably one of the few examples of disco being used as a narrative to describe someone's life. So even though disco had the lifespan of a goldfish, we can still pick out good stuff here. And the track I'm going to play you is a good track from a movie I first saw for the entirely prurient reason that I wanted to see Joan Collins' tits. It's from The Stud, which is based on a bad novel by Joan's sister, Jackie. And like the novel, the movie is pretty crook. But the soundtrack's cool. They had Odyssey's Native New Yorker on there. There are a whole bunch of good disco tracks on this album. But I thought what I'd do is I'll play the theme from The Stud just to show you how a song can kind of crystallize a time and a place in popular culture. And the theme from The Stud by the Beatle Orchestra definitely does that. Okay, the next track was actually recommended to me by Vince Rotolo from the B-Movie podcast. I mentioned on Facebook that I was roping together another music cast, and Vince said, why don't you try this one? Vince and Nick over at the B-Movie podcast just reviewed the film from which this one comes, and it was actually played at the end of the most recent of their podcasts. The movie was Who Killed Teddy Bear, And it starred Sal Mineo and Julia Prowse, and it's about a serial killer stalker come sick puppy kind of film from about 1965. Now, the reason I like this track is it's got a creepy vibe about it, yet it's still very much like a Petula Clark or a Cilla Black track. It's even got a little bit of an orchestration that's very reminiscent of the mid-60s Hal David and Burt Bacharach. So this version's by Josie Cotton, who I don't think it's the original version because Josie Cotton was born in 1956 and the movie came out in 65. So unless she sang this when she was 9 years old, it's not the original version, but it's a very good version of Who Killed Teddy Bear. And I'm going to play that, following it up with another track that I find very similar. The next track I've got has a very similar vibe, but it's a very different movie. It's Ethel Ennis singing the theme track from one of the Rankin-Bass animated films from the mid-60s, Mad Monster Party, which had the voice of Boris Karloff and Phyllis Diller, and I think Peter Lorre and a whole bunch of other people in it. But Ethel Ennis, I like her version of this one. She's got a style that's a little bit reminiscent of Sarah Vaughan, but a very cool and groovy music track that came in a kids' film. So here it is, the theme to Mad Monster Party.
The full moon brings out the monster in you. A strange tune seems to be playing for you. Could you be someone's invention, so unreal as you feel tonight? Did you sell your soul to the devil at that monster party last night? Tell me please, if you made a date with the devil, not me. If you know my fate, honey, level with me. The cold night brings out the creature in you. A strange that monster party last night. Mad, mad monster party last night.
Sean Connery didn't do too many westerns. In fact, to be really honest with you, apart from Outland, which was a remake of High Noon done in space, Sean Connery made one western, Shalico, in the late 1960s. It was one of those European westerns where half of the cast are English or European actors, and they film it in the south of Spain in that one small patch in the south of Spain that looks roughly like the American West. And it's a pretty shit movie, though. There are some weird and wonderful bits in it. I think Bridget Bardot's in it, Honor Blackman's in it, Jack Hawkins is in it. But Shalico, in general, is one of those really bad westerns that is sometimes fun to see. Part of it being a European western, almost not quite a spaghetti western, but more like a Euro western, is the fact that the theme music is done badly. And here is the theme from Shalico, just to show you. You can see they were trying to get that Frankie Lane vibe to it, but it came out more like the guy was some kind of Western Robin Hood. So I'll just play it, and you'll understand what I mean. It's probably one of the worst Western theme songs there is. It's got a certain gusto to it, but I find it amusingly bad. So here it is, the theme from Shalico, sung by a whole bunch of guys with deep voices.
Bye.
I don't suppose I have to tell you how many ways that's wrong. It's just a weird thing. I don't mind watching the movie because I really like seeing how bad Sean Connery's wig is in the film. That Euro-Western vibe, it's not quite spaghetti Western because it's not Italian, but that Euro-Western vibe is kind of weird and interestingly different from a traditional Western. So there are some of those films that are a bit watchable. But moving on to the next track. This one's actually from a TV show. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Curb Your Enthusiasm soundtrack, if you never get it, has got the most eclectic range of tracks of any television show soundtrack in the history of the world. It's got lots of Italian pop songs and all sorts of weird and wonderful things that are just totally unlike the kind of shit you normally get in a sitcom. As indeed the show itself is unlike anything you normally get in a sitcom. It's not paleo cinema by any means, but I think the vibe on this particular song. It's the Bubba Dub Bossa Nova from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Okay, I had to throw a spy movie soundtrack in here somewhere. It's a mandatory requirement for one of my music casts, I've decided. This one is one that the people who sang the song didn't like the movie. It's by the Walker Brothers. It's from the Richard Johnson starring spy movie based on Sapp Bulldog Drummond novels, Deadlier Than the Mail. And the song itself is great. It's a terrific spy movie song. But the Walker Brothers went to the movie premiere and walked out halfway through because they couldn't stand the movie. They just didn't like it at all. Nonetheless, the track is good, and it's Deadlier Than Mail with the Walker Brothers featuring the inimitable voice of Scott Walker.
Beware, my brother, beware, for the female of the species. streets, you'll never know. When the night comes, sitting in places that you go, hoping she'll be there.
I think the Walker Brothers were a bit harsh on the movie. After all, it did have Sylvia Kishina and Ilka Sommer in it, so it cannot be a bad film based on those two or four very important criteria. So the next track is from another TV show, and it's post-paleo cinema, but I like it and I'm playing it anyway. It's from the soundtrack to the TV series Spaced, starring Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, Jessica Stevenson, et al., and it's by a band whose name is pretty cool, Fantastic Plastic Machine, and the track is S'il Vous Plaît.
S'il vous plaît. s'il vous plaît. S'il vous plaît.
Okay, well, while we're on a crazy note, I'm going to play something which is not movie-related at all, but I think is very cool. It's from the 1960s. It's a novelty track done by a couple of Australian DJs, John Burles and Terry Bissaker. And it's kind of like a pastiche of beatnik music. And it's called The Little Beat Bongos. I don't know whether you're going to hear it anywhere else. It's not easy to find, but it's very weird and oddly cool.
Many beats ago, in a tiny workshop on the outskirts of Bubaba Dao, an old daddy sat fashioning from fine teak a set of bongos, very small yet very frantic. He added the skins as an afterthought and tapped gently with his fingers. During the night, a stranger entered the tiny workshop still on the outskirts of Bubaba Dao and motioned gently with his hands over the little beat bongos. Here I am in Bubaba Dao. My life begins with these skins. I can make my way in the world alone with the way out sound all around. The strange stranger crept away with the little beat bongos, tapping gently, rapping quietly, drumming softly. By daybreak, he was in orbit, the capital of Bubaba Dao. Found a pad, paid the rent from his pocket. He went to sleep and could hear his heart beating. He awoke early evening and tucking the little beat bongos under his left arm, he strode out in search of life. Nightlife. He reached the street of cellars, dark and damp, each one beckoning to the bowels of the earth. Come way down, bring your skins where life begins. Make your way to the world below with the way out sound all around. He sidled down the oozing steps through the smoke to stand with the family of bongos. The very strange stranger and the little beat bongos spent many such nights in this fashion, going from cellar to cellar. The strange stranger had become very thin, his clothing hung loosely, hair was matted and his eyelids drooped like the folds of a softly blowing curtain. His whole frame was racked with a grey trembling. He was sitting in the half-light by the last of the archways in the street of cellars, the coldness sliding around him, refusing to touch him. A face suspender drifted to him, offered him a small packet. The very strange stranger wallowed in his pockets for coin. His eyes went from the packet to the little beat bongos many times. And finally, with a shudder, it's the last breath of life between two lips. He handed to the face the little beat bongos, the symbol of his searching. As the face moved away, the stranger whispered softly, then almost inaudibly, "Here I am in the street of cellars, without my skins, where life ends, to make my way to the world below without a sound at all around."
Sorry about the sound quality on that one. It's not quite what I wanted, but it's the only track of it I've got. Now, I started this cast with an actor singing, and I thought I would end it with an actor singing. In this case, it's George Chakiris, who was in West Side Story and who has not a bad voice, but a kind of slightly thin voice. And this is an album he did in the mid-60s when just about every actor was having a go at doing a musical album as a way of multitasking their careers, I suppose. This time he's done the version with lyrics of the theme to the TV series Naked City, which didn't star George Chakiris. So I'll leave off with that one. I'm doing the regular podcast next week. Let me know what you think of this one, kultguru@gmail.com. I'll leave you with a track, then you can go and wash your ears out from all of this stuff that I've inflicted upon you and hopefully somehow find it in yourself to forget it and forgive me for putting it into the podcast. Here we go, George Chakiris with Somewhere in the Night.
So delight. You are mine and you hold me fast. But dreams have a way of calling it a day. They seldom last. My dreams have passed, but in my lonely flight, I'll keep searching till time is through. Just somewhere in the night, till I find you. Searching till time is through, just somewhere in the night, till